All right, class, let's go back to the unlimited power of faith. Now, the unlimited power of faith is very important. We're dealing with the degrees of faith. Now, I want you to remember we talked about Hebrews 11 and 6. Turn your Bible there because it's so important. I'm seeing something else that I hadn't seen for many years about faith. It says, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith not only believe, but faith's job is at all times, no matter what aspect of faith you're operating in, you must be seeking God. That's so important because a lot of time I believe that the way people operate in faith, they can leave God out. And they just want they're targeting what they want or what they believe in for. But then they don't have no wisdom to go with it if they get it because they stop seeking God. So I think it took me years to see that in Hebrews 11 and 6, but I see. Then back to Romans 12, 3, when it talks about the measure of faith, your faith will not function, class, without your soul involvement in the earth realm. You notice there, I'll go over and over again, three times the word think is spoken in Romans 12, 3, when it talks about the measure of faith. That is so important for to understand that. When we talk about the measure of faith, we begin to talk about the degrees of faith. We talk about little faith. We talked about great faith on our last section. And we're going to deal with, I think, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, is one of the highlights of faith. I think you're building yourself up to this degree of faith. And you don't get there. A lot of times, you're going to be teaching people. A lot of times, people never arrive to this level. Why? Because they don't know it exists. There's a thing we're going to find out about faith in each session, that faith is more than a confession. That faith gets to the place where it is their possession. All right, you heard that? Faith is not just a confession, believing for something. But faith get to a certain degree, it have what it's believing for before it shows up. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Then 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now that's a mouthful there, but that's maturing degree of faith. And the reason I can show you that is because if you look at the 18th verse of that same opening, it brings us a wider view of how this supernatural faith works. You heard what I said? Mm-hmm. Supernatural faith works. Mm-hmm. While we look, verse 18 says, while we look not at the things what you're seeing. Now, this is that spirit of faith. So now you got a circumstance, you got a situation that's not working right, you got an attack coming against you, but yet the spirit of faith overrides all of that. You see what I'm saying? Faith get what the point where in Hebrews 11 and 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith get to the point where you have inner ears, inner eyes, and inner manifestation that have taken place already. That's when your faith is growing. And that's what the spirit of faith is talking about. I'm afraid to say we're in class here, so I'm talking to ministers, people who are in ministry. Many never get to this level of faith. Many never get to the spirit of faith. Yeah, they believe God, but this level of faith is explained in Hebrews 1, Hebrews 11 and 1, and here in 2 Corinthians 4:18. You don't want you to see that. While we're looking not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, we're looking at something that is not seen. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. I was studying about the Holy Spirit on last night, and one of the things I came across in the aspect of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, Jesus produced eternal life in us, and the Holy Spirit produced internal life in us. One is E, Jesus, eternal, and the Holy Spirit, I-N-T, internal, on the inside. And I think that's what faith has to be, come to the place where it's it has eternal, internal effect on us, the inner eye, the inner ears, the inner understanding. And that's when I think you could take the limit off the power of faith, the unlimited power of faith. So as we begin to study the spirit of faith here, and then class, and I want you to remember what I told you about Hebrews 11:13. I told you there's a promise. There is seeing it. There is becoming fully persuaded of it. There is embracing it. Do you remember that? Embracing it. And then you confess it. Now, in the spirit of faith, we're going beyond confession. We're going to another level. We're going to profession. We're going that you already, then you go to a higher degree in my thinking about this. You go to possessing. You possess things before they arrive in the spirit of faith. I mean, it's just like the old saying, money in the bank, the deposit. I think a lot of time we need to think about in the spirit world, I never used this term before, divine deposit. Divine deposit. In other words, it's not natural deposit that's being made, but divine deposit by the Holy Spirit on the basis of God's promises come on the inside of you by faith. And so that's why when you really operate in the spirit of faith, you can't talk to everybody about it, because they'll think you're going off your rocker, because they may not have no faith, or they may be in a level of faith that traditional religion has. And now you're talking about you got it, and you look at you and say, you ain't. And they get all, and so sometimes it's best to keep it to yourself. You follow what I'm saying? Because how stupid you look saying you got something and you don't have it in your hand in the natural. But faith has some stupidity in it, according to man thinking. You follow what I'm saying? When you operate in this spirit world, you operate in the spirit of faith, there are many people who won't understand you who go into church. Ministers won't understand you. Priests and popes won't understand you when you're operating in faith. So as we get into the spirit of faith, I'm going to read some things to you and talk about it. The measure of faith will give you a measure of results. Little faith will give you a little measure result, and great faith will bring home great result. See, you saw that, those levels? Much more, you have to build up your faith to a level where you begin to operate by the spirit of faith. So now we're going to another level. We talked about the measure of faith, little faith, and then great faith. But then we're building our faith up to the spirit of faith. Very little in my studies over the years, I heard a whole lot about faith, but not a whole lot of emphasis was placed on 2 Corinthians 4:13, the spirit of faith. Why? Because it's another level. It's a level that's beyond great faith. All right? The spirit of faith. So we have it in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Now, listen very carefully, because there's a leap of faith we're about to take that is very seldom, has been very seldom been taken before. Listen to me very carefully, because it's going to sound so simple here, but it's a time come when confession has to be upgraded to profession. Those two words, I want you to write them here. Confession, profession. There's a time come when confession has to be upgraded to profession. At such a time, you are naturally in control of the affair of life around you. And we'll read Hebrews 10:23. Hebrews 10:23. We're moving from confession. Confession is, I believe it and I'm saying this. But then profession is, I believe it so much, I got it. It's there when it's not there. And it got to obey you then. See what I'm saying? So it puts your faith in another level, another depth, another dimension when you go to the spirit of faith. Great faith is great. The measure of faith, little faith. But here now we're talking about the spirit of faith. And so it says, now look what it says in Hebrews 10:23 about this. Let us hold fast. He didn't say the confession now. Confession is calling it. Profession is having it. Got it? Spirit of faith. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. See? Now, that goes back to Romans 4 and verses 13 to the end of that chapter. In Romans 4, where Abram leave us a lesson on faith. There's a time when you're dealing with faith, you have no hope. Listen, class, you go to a thing called supernatural hope. See, supernatural hope. Supernatural hope is beyond the span of the senses, beyond the span of the physical, is in the realm of God. So Abraham had no hope in Romans 4 there. But you'll see, I need to turn there. You'll see what happened to him in Romans 4. We're talking about operating in the spirit of faith. And I guess this is one of the greatest lessons, as I listen to the Holy Spirit right now, one of the greatest lessons on the spirit of faith class. And we're in school, so we just will take our time. But I think this is a picture. Romans chapter 4, verse 13, gives us a picture of how this spirit of faith really have to work and where you have to be at that time. The 13th verse says, you know, Abram is 100, over 100, his wife is 100, and the Lord has promised him a child. And see how he operated in the spirit of faith to get that manifestation. In the 13th verse, and you remember I said from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, faith work on the base of a promise. Okay, you got to have a promise. You try to work faith without a promise, you're in trouble. All right, so here we go. I think this, and the Lord's showing me this right now. In verse 13 of the fourth chapter of Romans, it said for the promise. Now, I want you to underline promise. For the promise, you got to have the promise to operate in faith. That he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now, righteousness of faith. That means faith has divine rights that are supernatural. That means faith has divine right, the righteousness of faith, that are supernatural. That other word, when I say supernatural, nothing natural that can stop it. Nothing demonically can stop your faith when you're operating from the righteousness of faith. You have to recognize that you are the righteousness of God, and you have the ability to operate in the righteousness of faith. Now, so the righteousness of faith. So that's how God reveal himself to us. 14th verse says, for they which are of the law be heirs, for if they which of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Now here we're saying something else. Faith is part of our heirship. In other words, we're heirs of God, we're joint heirs with Christ. So when we're operating in faith, we're actually operating on the level of Jesus. Ooh. See, because Jesus was a faith person, and we are heir of the same kind of faith that Jesus was functioning when all the miracles and signs and stuff took place. All right, so, but he said in the 14th verse, I need to stay here because we're talking about the spirit of faith, and you got to know it's sort of a virgin territory at large in this dimension, because I believe the degrees is blown out the water when you get to the spirit of faith. I believe dimensions are removed when you get to the spirit of faith, because there's no limit there. There's no limit because you got the Holy Spirit. It got you operating in the righteousness of God. And so there's no limit there. Can you see that, Claire? All right. Now, for verse 14 again, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. In other words, the promise and faith must stay together. You try to get out there and have faith without no promise, you're working with nothing. Because the law working wrath, for where there's no law, there's no transgression. All right, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith. Now, if we're going to bring another aspect here now, we're going to bring faith in to make you remember it. Faith is connected to favor. Faith is connected to the favor of God. You got it? Faith is connected to favor. In other words, faith can't work without grace, grace and favor. So faith, you must keep your faith connected to the grace of God. Or keep your faith. See, we're saved by faith through grace. Saved by grace through faith. But the two got to be connected. When you read about Jesus' ministry in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and Luke chapter 2, verse 52, you'll see some profound things about Jesus dealing with wisdom and favor. Wisdom and favor. Jesus dealt in that area. So favor is so important. Grace is so important here. So the 16th verse says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise. Now you got faith, grace, and promise. You see it? Faith, grace, and the promise. To the end the promise might be shown to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now Abraham is called the father of faith. We're dealing with the spirit of faith. I went to Romans chapter 4 to break a transaction down for us to see how, when you're operating in the spirit of faith, Sarah too old, Abraham too old in the natural. You can't talk to nobody, none of your family members about this, because they're called a crazy house for you. So it's an area, the area you're going to have to get in that you're going to be you and God. I've come through a lot of areas, had to just be me and God. I couldn't talk to the family about it because I was believing off the hook, you know, and they say you're gonna cracked up, you're out of your mind. Now notice verse 17. We're talking about the spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13, but we're taking Romans chapter 4, class, verse 13 through 22, all the way through 25, as a commentary on the spirit of faith. Are you following me? And giving us an insight on someone operating in the spirit of faith. Did they ever have any doubt? Absolutely. Sarah laughed one time. They laughed. She said she didn't laugh. She laughed. We all got informative. She laughed. She said, how am I going to have a baby? Abraham one time too. They doubted it somewhere. But then the spirit of faith. So you're going to have some doubt going to be there because you're a natural man. So don't let that bother you, because one morning you wake up, feel like it ain't happening. Just know, see, faith. You had to keep operating in faith. You follow what I'm saying? I think it's good for us to look at all of these angles, not trying to be a superhero, to recognize that you're still in this body, you still got a natural mind, you still got natural circumstances, and every day you're not going to wake up hollering, I got it, I got it, I got it. You're going to have to shift, go see God, that God can put more of him in you, that you can come back to your spiritual senses. If I think this is so important for us to talk about this a few moments, because sometimes people believe that they're drifting when they're really not all fired up about it. But that's the enemy's job, to distract you, to discourage you. But you got to go back. I see it now, Lord, believing and seeking. See, you believing and seeking. Back then, Hebrews 11:6. The reward is based on believing and seeking. You see, he's the reward of them that didn't seek him. So let's deal with this a few minutes, class, about the unlimited power of faith. We talk about the measure of faith. Now we're talking about the spirit of faith. And so there'll be time grace got to kick in. In this text, we see grace kick in. We see Abraham move beyond natural hope. And we're going to read in a few minutes, and he went to supernatural hope. There are some things, class, you're probably trying to work on now. If you're hearing the Spirit of God, I'm hearing him clear that moment or those moments of discouragement or moments of deception, you got to keep on believing. That's why the Bible says from faith to faith. And that's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Because in the sight realm, in the sense realm, when you're believing for something, the enemy can show you all kind of things. And you have to keep walking by faith and keep praising God. And the moment that you seek God, I would want to call it praying faith. Praying faith. Thanking God. Thank you, I already received it. I praise your holy name. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? And the sort of discouragement and the deception and the distraction cannot stop your faith from functioning when you're operating in the spirit of faith, because you're on a high level and the enemy knows that he can't stop you, so you got to try to distract you. All right, now, here, so Abraham is a lesson operating in the spirit of faith, so much he had been called the father of faith. And I think this just one lesson, Abraham did a lot of things, but this one lesson shows him as the father of faith. Now in verse 17, it's going to get better now, class. We're talking about operating in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 18, because that 18th verse is very important while we look at not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. Things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. In other words, the thing that are not seen is God himself. In verse 17 now, it tells us, as it is written, very important. Maybe I'll talk to you a few minutes about the scripture where so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I just got to teaching a lesson on vocabulary versus voice. Okay? Now, the vocabulary aspect of it, you can hear me talking about a scripture, you can hear my voice talking about a scripture, but you don't have a voice because the scripture have not become alive to you. I think even, we say, so then faith come by hearing. I think you have to draw John 6:63 in here. Faith come by, you see, it is the spirit that quickens the flesh, profits of nothing. The words that I speak to you produces faith. See, the word that I speak to you, not just a bunch of words, the word that I speak to you in the spirit, they turn the faith. So a lot of times people have a vocabulary, a faith vocabulary, but they don't have not heard the faith voice. Can you see that? They have, and so people, this is explaining why a person can have so many scripture, a real nice person who really love God, living right, but not getting results. See, because they got a vocabulary of faith, but they do not now, oh my God, they don't have the voice of faith. The voice of faith only come when you say hearing bespeak revelation. It don't bespeak a sound. You see what I'm saying? If you want to really grab it, class, it's not hearing a sound, it's hearing a supernatural. Or it's not hearing a sound, it's really hearing the spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? So a lot of time, people believing for healing, they're believing for a marriage, they're believing for finances, they're believing for their ministry, and they got all the scriptures, and they're saying all the right things. But you remember now, we shifted from confession to profession, right? Huh? That's a big step. Don't take that lightly, because there should come a period in your faith, your faith, I don't want to call it a project, your faith activation, that you move from confession and material-wise or mentally-wise or sensically-wise, you don't have anything that have come yet, but you got it. You got it. I mean, at that time, you don't have to spend as much time. See, people think by spending a lot of time going to cause something to happen. No. See, whatever going to happen to you got to happen in you first. Whoa. Whatever going to happen to you through faith got to happen in you by faith first. Now, I never heard nobody say that. That's a power. That's powerful. I know somebody have said it, but that's powerful to me. You see what I'm saying? Before it can happen for you, it got to happen to you. And that's a lot of time. People don't want to take time for it to happen to them. And it happened to you while your faith is seeking God, your plan, your will, your purpose, you see. And while that's going on, the other one is being built in a supernatural mode. See, because you can be gung-ho and just going, taking faith, going after what you want and not consulting with God what he wants. See? He'll give you the desire of your heart, but he said, delight yourself in the Lord. And then he'll give you the desire of your heart. See what I'm saying? And that's so important, because I think a lot of time we have not been operating in faith in its fullness because of going after what we want from God, but not going after God. So a lot of time, we shut God down to get what we want. But we want God to do it. Like, I don't know if I'm talking in realness to it, but it's very important. I think the Holy Spirit will breathe on that. And I think he will show you some things that you need to do, whatever level of ministry you're in at this point. You need to hear this aspect of maturing in faith, because faith is a primary in the aspect of ministry, ministering, manifestation, demonstration, exploit. All through the Bible, you see those men operating in faith. So ministry must have a great hold on faith. I know it took a lot of faith down through the years. I had to believe God, and still can't explain some of the stuff. Only way I can say is that faith brought me through. I'm going to close here, class. I'm going to pick up in our next section right here in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. I want you to study that, and we'll come back and we'll study on the spirit of faith.